Hello.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I am calling you from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. Service quick and confidential. Do you have time?
At the moment.
Yes or no? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. It seems like there was already a survey that had begun for this residence. If you wish, we can continue from there. That way we can save us some time.
A radio?
There was a radio.
What are you talking about?
It seems like there was a radio survey that had begun for your residents.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just continue from where you left off. Is that fine?
Fine.
Okay, so I know it's still a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you go for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Third party, definitely.
Third party? Okay. In the 2024 elections for Congress, if they were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
I really don't know yet.
Or third party?
I mean, I'm not impressed with any of them at this point in time.
This
I think
is just
there, there should be term limits for every seat in the government.
I understand. This is just like what you lean a little bit more towards. This is not your final vote or answer. This is just to get an idea.
Okay, well, if the idea is whether I'm going to vote Republican or Democrat, I can't say. I'm conservative, but I vote for whomever I feel is going to have the people's best interest. And right now, it's not looking good.
So it's undecided right now?
Pardon me?
So it's undecided, you can say?
Oh, it's definitely undecided. I still have more research to do.
Okay. But if you just had to, who would you lean towards more a little bit?
Neither.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm at the point where I don't think that our votes count for crap anymore because they've already picked their puppet.
So I'm just, you know, trying to understand this, and hopefully you can understand this as well. This is just hypothetically speaking. This is not your final answer or by far.
Right. Hypothetically speaking, final answer, all of it is the same. I'm not impressed with any of our government right now. They seem to have forgotten who they work for.
So would you say...
I'm working class. I've been busting my ass since I was 16 years old, and our government has done nothing but take, take, take.
I understand.
So I'm not
now,
impressed with any of them.
But would you say you lean towards a little bit more of the third party or a little bit more to Democrat? Or
Like I said, I honestly do not believe in the labels. I think that they should abolish all of them. Because it's just dividing our country even more. Oh, my God,
right.
You're a Democrat. I don't want to talk to you. I mean, that's crap.
Right, and that's the reason why we have these surveys, that way we can get everybody's most honest opinion. You know, your time is very valuable to me as well. So if we can just move forward on this one, it's safe to just give any answer if you really like. You know, helps me out.
You know what? Just put me down third party all the way.
Third party.
Because
okay.
I'm not impressed with any Republicans. I'm not impressed with any Democrats.
I understand. Now, the next question is, if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated...
I don't care because they've put way too much. The entire country has put way too much into one small community. And they're pushing out everybody else. I personally do not. I was born a female. I have always been a female. And
right.
I don't appreciate anybody putting a label on me. If you
right,
want
right.
to be a transgender, that's your damn business. But I'm not voting
right.
either way for that because it does not pertain to me.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, how much...
I think they need to find the lane.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1? A constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers. Have you heard?
I have not heard, but
no?
To protect the New Yorkers from what? All of the immigrants that they've brought up here?
It's just Prop 1. I'm not to
or from
I'm
the
not...
government that's allowing them free housing, free vehicles on my tax dime. I can't even afford my own bills, but yet my tax money is being taken to house all these people who have never done a goddamn thing for our country.
Right.
I got nothing against the people themselves trying to find a better place, but at this point in time, in my opinion, America is not the better place.
Okay. So you haven't heard too much of that then?
No, I have not.
Okay. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, okay? Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. So add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts the protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Now that you have a little bit more detail.
Quite honestly, it's kind of confusing because didn't they already overturn Roe versus Wade? And the government is already sticking their freaking hands into a woman's private decisions with her gynecologist? I mean, it's already illegal to have an abortion, even if it's rape or medically warranted. So how does that bill even make, how does that even make sense?
I guess it's just another...
I don't understand how that makes sense when they've already taken it away from us.
If you ask me, and I know this survey is not about me, your opinion is what matters. It's just, I'm convinced it's just another approach at things.
I think that what it is somebody's trying to make something look good so that they'll get more votes, and then once they get into office, they'll be told, sorry, can't do that.
Right.
Like any platform for any government official, anybody who's potentially trying to get votes, they get on a platform that sounds really good, but then the minute they get into the office, the powers that be, which we know is not the president, will tell them, oh, I'm sorry, you can't do that. It's fine that you said that to get the votes. So in other words, lie to the people to get their votes and then screw them in the end. That is basically how politics is run nowadays. Seriously. If they would give back the woman's rights and they give us back our privacy to do what we want with our bodies and they just leave people alone, let them live their lives, then I'm all for that. But putting stipulations and labels on people is unacceptable.
I completely agree with you on that statement, to be quite honest. So would you say that you're not sure if you'll vote yes or no? You're undecided, or?
I'm undecided. I would have to see it to believe it. I'm at that point where you can tell me whatever you want. You can say it's a legal document, but I don't freaking believe you unless you can prove it to me.
Now let's say that you see it, you prove it. Would you vote for it?
If they, beyond a shadow of a doubt, put it into works, well, hell yeah, I'd vote for it.
Okay.
But if they, you know, they, like I said, they can say whatever they want just to get your vote and then screw you in the end. And that is basically what our government does right now.
For sure. Now, based... Is that your
daughter? I'm sorry, my granddaughter is singing to me.
Oh, so ain't that beautiful? Okay.
Yes, you can watch Dog Dogs. Just a minute. There.
Now, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, or prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants, put LGBTQ protections into state constitution, or put protections for abortions into the state constitution? Or might it strengthen voting rights protections?
Okay, so what did you mean, go back? Take away a parent's choice to know about their child's medical
decisions. So remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions.
Absolutely not. It's bad enough that these kids have absolutely no respect for their parents to begin with gentle parenting bullcrap. When your kids are bigger than you and walking all over you and destroying your shit, hell no, I will whoop an ass.
Now, which one of those do you feel a little bit more that would make a difference, or is that what is doing that this amendment? Providing protections or prevent discrimination based on age, give more voting rights to immigrants?
Well, see, I thought that they already did that.
Right.
I thought that they'd already, you know, the more I get into, I've never really been big into politics. Sorry for my language or whatever, but I'm old school, and politics just pisses me off because they contradict themselves, and if they don't even know what the right hand has no clue what the left hand's doing. They're going to lie, cheat, and steal to get into the office, and then they're just going to screw over as many people as they can.
Right.
And
brag
about
it
while
back.
They're doing it.
It all comes back to what you stated earlier that, you know, if it was just one opinion, it'd be like the most important opinion, but it's two and then people are fighting to see who is heard the loudest.
Exactly. And I mean, it's like an old grade school pissing contest. You know, whoever can pee the farthest wins. It's third grade third grade schoolyard bullcrap.
Would you say that this amendment would be strengthening voting rights and protections?
I think that amendment is just going to further confuse people. Seriously. Because in the same amendment, what you just read to me, and I'm not trying to make things difficult. I really am not. I know you've got a job to do and so on and whatnot. I understand that. Phoebe, you need to stop. But it just confuses people because in one stance you're like protecting the LGBTQ, whatever the frick it is. They keep adding letters. But I don't care. One, live and let live has been my thing. You don't encroach on me, I'm not going to encroach on you type of thing. I accept everybody until you piss me off. And then I hold the grudge. But for somebody to have rights to do something, I'm all for. Unless those rights are going to trump all over somebody else's rights. And right now we are in the age of everybody is suing everybody because you looked at me funny. Or you did not call me by my right gender. You know what? Tattoo it to your frickin' forehead and then I'll know. I am not a psychic. I was raised to be polite and say yes ma'am and yes sir. So sorry if you're wearing a skirt and you still identify as a man. That's confusing. Like I said, tattoo it to your forehead and then there's no confusion.
Right. So.
But it's just, yes, I am for people having rights. Any people are entitled to their rights. But to make up crap, to change the original Constitution, to me, that's crap. They're inviting people into this country who shit on our flag, who treat our veterans with such disdain and disrespect. It's disgusting.
Right.
Did you realize that a soldier still makes less than minimum wage?
I
don't know. You know, when you guys do this, you know, you have to do this, and you call people for surveys and stuff like that. I work very closely with veterans. I see the aftermath of everything they've gone through, and I see the hoops that they still have to jump through just to get what they're entitled to, what they've been promised. But did you know that when a person signs up for the service, they are making less than a McDonald's minimum wage?
Wow. Interesting facts.
So that is a group of people who really need to be given their rights.
I hear you on that. Now, real quick, I don't want to get off track on this one right here, but you are doing great conversation right here. Don't get me wrong. Now, I just want to move forward on this. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortions into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably no, or definitely no?
What do you mean by that? That giving the women back their choice?
Pretty much. That's the drift.
Well,
pretty much is
definitely along the lines of court, kind of, sort of. So that kind of goes down maybe. It's either a yes or a no. Is this going to give women back their bodies?
So I'm no one to say, but from what I understand is that this is giving New Yorkers and especially women their protection rights to make their own decisions.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yes, I would vote for that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't agree wholeheartedly. I don't agree with abortion unless it's medically warranted or it's a
right.
product of a rape or incest. But when
right.
they use it as a birth control method, no.
Right. I hear you. Now, compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, now that we have that clear? And this is somewhat more or less, does it motivate you to vote for that amendment?
That motivates me, yes. But like I said, when they do things like this, when they put things out like this, they have so many things that are squished into this one prop that, yes, I would wholeheartedly vote for women's rights to their own bodies, the privacy again. Yes, I would vote for gay people, transgender people, whatever they want to call themselves now, to have rights also, as long as those rights are not tromping all over my rights. But I do not, however, agree with taking the rights of a parent out of the equation when it comes to their children.
Right.
That is what I'm saying, is it's a double-edged sword, this prop thing. As a whole, no, I would not vote for it. Individually, then I would vote for those that are better for the people. But they always stick one or two bad things in there, too.
I hear you. Now, next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree, okay?
Okay.
So, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. Do you strongly agree?
I strongly agree. Because these children, most of them are just going through freaking puberty, man. And then
right.
they get, you know, they're not even fully developed. Okay? So you take, if for example, you take a girl who's just hitting puberty at 12 or 13 years old and decides she wants to be a boy because she doesn't like the way her body feels. We've all been through it. It's puberty. That is the change of life. It's supposed to happen that way. If that same child has had this identity crisis since day one, as in 2 or 3 years old and insisting, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl, then I'd say get the child into therapy. The parents need to get into therapy to help that child, because I'm sure cases like that happen. But waiting until a child hits puberty and then say, oh, you want to be a boy? Fine. We'll remove your breast. And then
right.
a year later, she's feeling like a total frickin' freak because she allowed this to happen. She pushed for this to happen, and it was taken away from the parents to decide. No, these children should wait until they are fully grown and then decide, because I'll tell you right now, the majority of them will probably be like, God damn, I'm glad I didn't have my
right.
my whatever cut off, because I have had this conversation when they started pushing this crap in schools.
Right.
These kids, scientifically, I apologize, but These children scientifically do not have enough wrinkles in their brains to comprehend the consequences of these things. This crap is being shoved down their throats. They shouldn't even be introduced to it.
Right. And you have a good point there. And I know that's a subject that if we go, you know, if we really put our foot down on that
subject, it's
miles of conversation. But at the end of the day, I do agree with you. Some people don't even know what the consequences are for taking early decisions on things that are out of our hands. Just to stay on track on this, because we still have about 30% left on this. I'm going to try to speed up a little bit, okay? Now, I still have about 7 or 8 of these statements. You can just tell me 10, I strongly agree, or 0, I strongly disagree, or any number in between, all right? Now, everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from. Do you agree or disagree, or somewhere in between? Okay?
I agree.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
They're not supposed to. I 100% agree.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Agree or disagree?
100% agree. Take care of our own homeless.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm somewhere in the middle because it does not pertain to me, and okay. I can't speak for other communities.
Now, defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
I agree.
Okay. So, moving to the next
and
one.
And that's close to home for me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, again, I repeat to you, this is your personal opinion. This is exactly what's
right.
The point of this, okay? So the next one reads, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
True. I agree. As long as they're not marrying a dog or themselves or something like that, that's just stupid.
Right, common sense. Now, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. Do you agree or disagree? Is somewhere in between.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
So, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Yes.
Agree?
Because we're all one race, the human
race.
Exactly.
Now, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. Do you agree or disagree?
100%.
Okay.
We're supposed to be one community, one people.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be there to help each other.
One under God, right? So here is a short statement.
It doesn't have to be under God. I'm just saying. It doesn't even have to be under God. We are supposed to be here to help each other.
Okay. Now, here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attack we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on persons' ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes on this amendment or no? Or are you undecided?
It's kind of long, but in the gist of it, for layman's terms, if it is to give people back their rights, I'm all for it.
Okay, so yes, right?
Get the government out of our personal business, yes, I'm all for it. I agree.
Now, real quick, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. Excuse me. If it's okay if you answer did not change. But once again, real quick, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other states' local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in upcoming 2024 elections? Almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not.
Oh, most certainly I'll be voting.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? So I'm going to read you two statements. I'm going to read you statement eight first, and then I'll ask you the question after I read statement B, okay? This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration law. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Now, do you stand more with statement A or B, if that's so, somewhat or much or a lot?
I'm just going to say pass, hard pass on that one, because, again, it contradicted itself. Mm-hmm. You got one good and one bad in there. Do I want parents to be able to have a say in their children changing their sex? Yes. But in the same respect, should illegal immigrants just be handed stuff? No. We need to take care of our own backyard first. We need to take care of our homeless. We need to take care of our children that are going hungry before we start doing all of this, you know, giving free shit to all these people who have never done anything for our country. And I feel bad for them. Yes, I do. But I feel worse for the children that I see going to schools dirty, in the same clothes, and hungry, because our government won't do shit to help them.
Right. So would you say you hard pass on this one, or you want to choose, like, you somewhat agree with A or somewhat agree with statement B?
I would put somewhat agree.
Okay.
Because I agree with half, but not the other half.
Okay. So moving on to the next one.
They screw you up there. Go ahead.
Moving on to the next one, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that this is extremely motivating reason in favor of Prop 1, 5 means it doesn't make a difference, or 0 means that you don't think it's motivating at all, okay? So now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights of abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back into the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislation sessions alone. Protecting the rights to abortion in our state constitution is a permanent layer of protection. We need to stop these bills from passing.
100% agreed. Abortion shouldn't even be on the damn table.
Okay. Next one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies. If they come into power in this elections, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state, they want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the
Absolutely zero. As soon as you said white nationalist, no.
Now, the next one. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens by putting these protections directly into our state constitution. We're holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their positions of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. Does that motivate you?
Okay, so again, in layman's terms, the government screwing the people?
If you want to look at it that way, I can't agree to disagree.
Well, I'm just saying that let's pass on that one.
Okay.
It just gave me a headache.
Since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion's access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state so we don't leave. Okay, yes?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here's the text on Prop 1 amendment, and that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also cover productive health care and autonomy. Would you vote yes or no in favor?
Yes, I would vote for that.
Okay. After reading all this information, are you more likely to go vote in the November elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices? Much more likely?
I will be voting, yeah.
Okay. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November elections? 10, extremely motivated, and 0, not motivated at all?
Oh, I'm extremely motivated.
Perfect. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual?
That's the question that should never be asked. I am a European white female.
Okay. Are you married? Are you married or married?
I am separated.
Separated?
Again, I don't think that that has any bearing on how I vote, but I'm separated.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
No. Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I don't consider myself any of the above. I consider myself conservative. I vote for whom I feel is the best person. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, or whatever. If I feel they're the best person, then I will vote for them.
And I'm sorry to put you in that type of situation, but I only have 3 options. Democrat, Republican,
I hear you. I hear you.
Any one of those is good for me.
Oh, no, I do not want either Trump or Harris.
So independent?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you lean more towards Republican Party or Democrat or neither?
Neither.
Okay.
Neither.
Now, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired? Full-time?
Again, I don't see that this has any bearing on my political standing, but I'm full-time.
I guess this is just for statistical purposes only. And this is the last question here.
They should never be questions on questionnaires.
Right. I agree with you. And just keep in mind, this is not a telemarketing call. This is just a survey we're doing. And
your
answers are confidential.
You're just doing what you have to do.
Right. Now, the last question is, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Did you make over 50K, less than 100K, or more than 200K?
No. God, no. I don't work for the government. I don't have that kind of money.
So did you stay within what range, like 45, 55, 65 and under?
I would say definitely under 50.
50? Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You've done great. Thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful evening.
I apologize for talking your ear off.
No worries. Actually, it was a great conversation. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. You also.
Bye.